reeling in the effects of our trade tariffs. I'm Keith Wunberg with your Farm News Update. Dan Glessing is the president of the Minnesota Farm Bureau Federation. They spent some time in Washington, D.C. talking about the importance of these trade tariffs and what it means to the ag sector.
Increase the appetite for trade, especially in light of the tariffs that were put on. And our message is, look, let's get to the other side of this tariff war and get some good, thought out, mostly unicameral trade deals with other countries that have products that we could utilize. Likewise, they can utilize our product. And, you know, sometimes we think of the U.S. as being overpriced on their products. And quite honestly, when you look globally, we might be a little bit more expensive, but those consumers know that it's a good, safe product and that it's kind of the best in the world. So they're willing to pay a little bit of a premium on some of our products.
He said you really need to take a look at the big picture of things.
And too, when you think of the meat industry, other countries use things that we throw away. So getting back to the trade front, let's think these things through and get some good trade deals cooking, because quite honestly, for the past 4 to 6 years, we haven't seen much by the way of new trade deals. And so that was another one of our messages. And then we kind of talked about some NRCS, the firings that happened, as well as some contracts that have been put on pause because they had a IRA, Inflation Reduction Act, component to it. Our message is, you know, look, these farmers go into the office not really knowing where these funds, you know, came from, the origin, but it's like, here, Mr. Farmer, you can apply for this and do some nice things on their farms, ranches, as well as help the environment. So those are some of the issues we talked about. Of course, there's a laundry list, but those probably hit the highlights.
And of course, some of the bigger highlights include farm legislation and the lack of a farm bill, with the farm bill extended to September 30th. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Wunberg.